So, welcome to the Ben and Matthew podcast around business and life, where we share some of our lessons, some of our learnings, some of our things that we think we can improve on and just showcase our experience. Today's, main discussion point is going to be, should you listen to your parents or not?
Yeah.
When you're trying to get through life. Not only in business, but also in like general life.
Yeah.
Is that something that you should do then? What do you think?
Yeah, so I think everyone gets to a one point in their life where they realise that their parents don't know everything. And that's just probably one of the most real days of my life is when I figured that out. I figured out that actually what my parents are telling me is not always the right thing. And I think it was quite late in my life when I figured that out, maybe even when I was sort of like 14, like mid-teens, that I realised actually, because my parents were fairly successful in their careers, so you all automatically assume that they've got to where they are because they've made all the right decisions, and you even assume that they don't ever make any wrong decisions, because as a parent, that's how my parents wanted themselves to be perceived. I don't think I've ever been apologised to by my parents for anything that they've done wrong or anything that they've done. No admission of fault or guilt in anything. And so you go through your life trying to figure out, am I the one that's doing everything wrong? Or do my parents actually, are my parents just always right? And so it sort of came to realisation. Yeah, I think I was 14 or 15, and it's late in life, and I think I'd had inklings about it before. I was like, this doesn't make sense. Like, why are they telling me to do this? But I think my dad was talking to me about something, a topic, and it was something that I knew a lot about. And I had a long discussion with him, and he hated that I was sort of telling him that this was what I thought, and he thought something different. And it came to a realisation that, hang on a minute, actually, maybe I know more about this than my dad does. And that was kind of the first time in my life that I thought, I really do actually know more about this, and actually, this means that for the past 15 years, they haven't been telling me everything that's 100% right, and maybe they have been wrong on a lot of things. And that was just a huge realisation for me, and it really helped me to sort of think for myself a bit more and think and sort of trust my own thoughts and trust my own instinct, because all of those years, my parents were just telling me, and I was just sort of listening along like a little soldier, like, yes, 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 Mum, yes, Dad.
That's a good point. So 14, I think I was personally later in life.
Oh, really?
Maybe like, yeah, 17, 18.
Wow, so 18 years old, you still sort of believe in your parents, everything they said.
Not everything they said, but I respected their opinion. I still respect it, but I didn't have the criteria that I've got now. So before I would say like, well, actually, it's probably right what they're saying. Whereas now I'm like, I'll see where they're at in life.
Yeah, yeah.
See where I want to go, and I'll see what kind of like life advice can they give me.
It's almost like you take it as another opinion, don't you? It's not like gospel this time. It's like, this is an opinion, and I can get told another opinion.
Exactly. And what you... Yeah, exactly. And I've had... I mean... Especially when you're starting out and you're like 18, 19, 20 and so on, and you've got different opinions, your parents, they've gone through more life than you have, right?
Yeah.
So you may have like a very opinionated, I guess, area of discussion. And they've gone through that life experience, so you kind of like have to, listen to it a bit more. But sometimes you're just right. And it's because they've gone through that experience and they've suffered or they've enjoyed or whatever. I guess one big example is when I was at university, kind of like left university to one side and focused on like my entrepreneurial project.
I can imagine I can imagine they absolutely hated you leaving education.
I didn't leave it. It's just that I just didn't go to class, to be honest. I still passed and I've got a uni degree, but
it's not worth anything.
It's worth $32,000. So at that point, it was a big point of conflict because I'd always been like a very good student, you know, always said yes, 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 but now I was like starting to have my own criteria. So like, brought in some fights at home, and I didn't have results to say, well, this actually, this other path is better.
Yeah, yeah.
And that's the point where you're like, oh, fuck.
Yeah.
This is hard.
I think that's the key. When I left my job, although I left out of, I was kind of not forced by anyone, but I was brought upon myself because I was unfortunately came down quite ill and had to leave the roles I was in when I was working full time. And when I started the business, my dad was always like, oh, I think this is a bad idea. You know, you should really just try and wait until you get a bit healthier and then go back into the real world. And I was like, well, this is the real world. You know, like entrepreneurialism, that's the real world. And he was shocked that worried that I was using a lot of my savings to start a business. And I don't think it was until, and I remember the exact day I made my first sale, and he came back to me and he said, so have you made any sales today? Like sarcastically. And I said to him, yes. And he said, ha, 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 ha. I said, no, I have. I've made the sale today. And he was shocked. He was like, oh, okay, right. But that still didn't make it real for him. That still didn't give him, get me that respect yet. And that understanding that I'm doing the right thing. It wasn't until, I think, maybe 6 months later when he hadn't really spoken to me about it, and I came up to him and I said, so yeah, I've done really well. And he said, oh, so what are you doing? And I said, well, yeah, this month I turned over my first six figures. And he says to me, what? What do you mean six? I said, yeah, I made £100,000 in sales this month. And that was when it really struck him that, hang on a minute, maybe this guy's onto something. Maybe this guy knows what he's doing. And that was sort of the first realization from my parents that they maybe didn't know what was best for me at that point. And maybe I knew what was best for me at that point in time.
So it got you to become like a six-figure, I guess, generator, right? Because it's not all income, it's just like revenue.
Yeah.
But it got you to that point. You had to do that in order for them to be like, oh shit.
It got to the point where I had to show them £100,000 in sales for them to be like, oh. And then even after that, it was almost like just constant pessimism, like cynicism as well. Just sort of, this isn't sustainable. This is not going to last. It's just one good off month. And so even after 6 months, it was maybe after a year where it was like, okay, this is my first £1 million year turnover. And this is the profit I've made. This is the £100,000 cash in my pocket profit that I've made from this business venture in the first year I did it. And at that point, it was almost like from my parents' perspective.
Which is amazing, by the way. Like, doing that in the first year, it's like very good.
Yeah, you know? Yeah. No, it was a good accomplishment. I didn't think at the time I knew how much of a good accomplishment it was. Because to me, I think these business has always come fairly naturally to me, but I've worked hard to get there. But I think my understanding of business and customers and marketing has been a natural thing for me. And so getting to that million was almost like, I felt almost lucky. I thought, oh, maybe I've just sort of been lucky and not actually worked too hard. And then I think it wasn't until more recently, actually, which is a long time later, that I appreciated what I'd done. And looking back at it and looking back at what I accomplished and thinking, you know, at the age of 23 or whatever I was, I'd just left a job and in my first year made £1 million in turnover. That's really impressive. That's not easy to do. That's very difficult to do. And maybe, I mean, I think maybe it was partly a bit of luck, but at the same time, I worked really hard. I'd done a lot of research. I understood my customers really well. And a lot of good marketing I put into the business, and I made sure that with everything I do, I make sure that I've put all my efforts and all my knowledge into it, and I want to be the best and understand it the best. And so, yeah, to me that was just natural, and it was just something that, you know, maybe I got lucky on.
Did it come to you were you a PlayStation guy? Like, did you play video games and so on when you were younger?
I played every now and then, yeah. I did play video games every now and then. I think my thing about video games is they're a good way of just getting your mind off of business. And so whether it's watching Netflix, whether it's going out for to the gym or going for a walk. It's just a distraction, and it's a good distraction because you can't be thinking about business 24/7 all the time, because it gets very draining, and you need that outlet. You need some way of getting your head out of it for a couple of hours, and then you can come back to it. A lot of the time I didn't do video games, I'd go for a walk, and the problem with me going for a walk is that I did so much of my business thinking when I was walking, so I wasn't ever switching off, and some of the best ideas I had were when I was on a long walk, just thinking to myself. And I think even the idea of even starting my acquisition company was when I was on a long walk.
Oh, really?
Yeah. So
there you go. Now it's real.
Yeah, yeah. And long walk, I would just recommend people that want to get some entrepreneurial thinking behind them and some creative thinking, I would recommend they go for a long walk regularly. Or I can tell you that I guarantee entrepreneurs will say the same, that they come up with their best ideas when they're not trying to come up with them. So if you force it on people, if you say, right, let's collaborate, let's on Wednesday morning at 10 a.m. we're going to sit down together for 2 hours and we're going to come up with a great idea for our business, you're not going to come up with any good ideas. It's just not going to happen. If you say right, we need to come up with a good idea for the business, but you know, let's in the next 4 weeks, at the end of this 4 week period, let's all come together and find out what we thought about over this past 4 weeks. And I guarantee that when you're not thinking about it, the ideas will come to you.
That's a great point. I think,
not too related to what we're talking about, the topic of this podcast, but interesting nonetheless. Go ahead.
Going back to like the parents and everything, do you see that within, do you see that within your friends group, that they've maybe like looked at their parents too much as opposed to have their own criteria? Because it's hard. Having your criteria is pretty lonely, right?
Yeah,
you can't go with the masses.
No, and that's a very good point. I mean, it is lonely being an entrepreneur. And I always say this because you can't relate to many people, because there's not many ways of finding other entrepreneurs around. I mean, we met an entrepreneurs event, fortunately, but there's not a lot of these events around, and you might not find like-minded people. But if you're in your 20s, just graduating from university, especially in the UK, you're going to go to London most likely, you're going to get a job, and you're going to meet loads of people that are in exactly the same position. They've all graduated from university, they're all working for a job, they're all in the kind of same salary range, they all enjoy going, they all go out on a Thursday night, and they all have the same life, basically. So you can relate to a lot of these people. But being an entrepreneur is not like that at all. You're not really like anyone else, and
it's so different. It actually feels like I'm actually feeling the current, you know, like,
yeah,
there's like a current that life takes you on.
Yeah,
but if you've got that, like, you're like your own criteria, you're like, wait a minute, do I really want that, or do I want to create my own path?
Yeah And I think it's much more worthwhile when you create your own path, and taking risks pay off clearly in most people's cases. But back to the point about friendships and what do they look at their parents. I'm not sure they look at their parents so much. I think I think definitely I can tell when people are too influenced by their parents, because they make decisions that I know have been influenced by where their parents are in life, or what their parents' view is on life. So, for example, I'll give you an example of a really close friend of mine. He didn't get into university in his first year. And we talk a lot about on this channel about university not being essential. And I don't think it is. But for this person's case, all of his friends had gone to university. He then took a job that wasn't an entrepreneurial job. So he didn't go out and really start a business. He went out and worked as an accountant. So you can qualify as an accountant by not going to university if you do a 5 year long accountancy program at a company. So at the age of 18, he got a job in an accountancy firm, and that was the next 5 years of his life sorted and scheduled. And he was, I don't know what his feelings were, but I can imagine it's not a particularly fun thing to do for 5 years when all of your other friends are going out and partying and having fun at university. Now, I know that his decision to do that was swayed by his parents, because his parents felt like if he was going to stay at the parents' house, that he'd have to bring in income, and that even so, he felt obliged to do that. Maybe it wasn't said by his parents, but I know that that's something that he felt that he had to do, because he didn't want to feel like a burden on them. So because of that, he made that decision, and I think he has definitely regretted that decision. But that's definitely something that his parents have influenced, and I see that across other friends. And I think it does take time to detach yourself from your parents' thinking, but the people that have, you can tell, are much freer and much more individual. And I think what frustrates me,
Parents want the best. Parents want what's best for you.
Yeah.
But a lot of the times, what's best for you is not what they advise you on, and most of the times, what they advise you on is what's the list. I guess the most secure.
Yeah. The list. Always the most secure.
They don't want you to fail. They don't want you to hurt yourself. Yeah. It's kind of like animal instinct.
Yeah. Unless your parents are entrepreneurs themselves.
True.
And that is the key difference between an entrepreneur and someone that's not an entrepreneur, in that if my kid decides to not go to university, I'll tell him, well, what are your plans? You know, if you want to not go to university, what risk are you going to take? What business are you going to build? And said, I want to take 2 years out. Maybe I'll go to university after, but I want to try for 2 years to try and build this business. I'll think, great, because I'm an entrepreneur myself. I understand the upside of being an entrepreneur. So if he's not going to university, I will encourage him massively. But I think the vast, vast majority of parents want that stable job, that stable income, and they will push you towards that way massively. And I think
it's tough. It's just tough if you're like trying to go in one direction, they advise you in another, because it creates like that mental friction.
Yeah.
You've always followed normally. If you're like a normal kid, you've always followed their advice.
Exactly. And
getting out of that pattern, it's pretty tough.
Yeah, and making that jump to be, and I think a lot of that time, being an entrepreneur is making that leap from telling your parents, right, I'm not going to have this stable job anymore. I want to be an entrepreneur. And making that leap across requires you to not follow and believe and trust 100% in what your parents tell you. And so that's coming back to the fundamental idea of this podcast. Like, should you trust what your parents... No, definitely not. You should take your parents' opinion just like any other opinion. Maybe they carry a bit more weight because you respect them as people more. But definitely not. Your opinion and the way you think, especially when you get to that age when you realise that they're not 100% correct and you can think for yourself, that your opinion is so much more important, the way you feel is so much more important than what your parents think. Now, parents, obviously, like you say, are in there for making you feel better and want you to be stable and secure, but you need to pick for yourself your path in future. Your parents can't pick it for you, because you will end up miserable if your parents pick your path for you, because that's not exactly what you wanted to do in the first place.
Exactly. And Gary Vee, there's a very known entrepreneur on Instagram, YouTube, and so on, Gary Vaynerchuk, look him up. He talks about this, like, you don't want to be regretting your life because of what your parents thought was best for you, so therefore you followed it. It's just like, you know, you've got one life, take charge of it.
Yeah.
Think for yourself. And
I think one of the dangers, though, of getting rid of parental guidance is that they then find other guidance. So people that lack parental guidance in the early age, you can see struggle in life later on, because they have no kind of... They struggle with a moral compass, maybe, and they struggle with any kind of structure. But as long as you're not replacing your parents with a worse role model and a worse direction, then you're fine. And I don't know how you determine what it is. And that's a very tricky balance for the parents and for the son or the daughter, because you might think at the age of 16 you know best, and maybe you want to go off and do something, but it's damaging to you, maybe, and it's not going to be good for you in the later life. And that's where there's difficulty. But I would say when you get to a point in life where you think you can think for yourself and you realise that your parents are not, everything your parents say is not correct, then you should go out and try something. Go out, and if you want to start, maybe you want to be in a band, maybe you want to start a band, go out and try it for a few years. There's nothing stopping you, and there's, you can always come back and go to college and go to university. People are going at any age now, you know, take that risk, yeah. Take the chance, and maybe you would, at least you'll enjoy those 3 years you do try.
Yeah, indeed.
All right, well, yeah, that's the end of the podcast. So catch us next time, and follow us on our socials at Benjamin Personal on Instagram and The Real Ben Personal on Twitter.
Please, if you found this valuable and you think it could be of value to anyone else in your network, really appreciate it if you can share it with everyone. I guess we're a very small family right now, but we'll get bigger with time.
Yeah, and we'll probably open a Discord channel, because one of the reasons why we started this podcast is to share our experiences and help other people, but also to develop relationships with other entrepreneurs. Yeah. And other friendships, other entrepreneurs, because as Matthew and I said, it is quite lonely sometimes being an entrepreneur, and you want to talk with other like-minded people. So exactly. I think for the next episode, we'll have a Discord channel for everyone to join, and I'll pop it in the description in all of our podcasts from now on, so you can join and be part of the community.
Cool.
Excellent.
Thanks, guys.
All right. Catch you next time.
Thank you. Bye.